Ukraine. Tell me what the IMF can do, will do, wants to do, in whatever order you choose.
Okay, what we want to do, because it's our mission, is to help. If the country wants our help, and the country wants our help and the help of the international community. So we're here to serve. Ukraine is a member, has paid its due, is paying its reimbursement, because it is in debt with the IMF. So we want to help. What have we done? The moment we were called, we sent a team on the ground. They were there. They are crisis management experts. They know how to look under the skin of a country. They know how to open the books, all the books, and check against the reality. And they did all that. They moved into negotiation mode. And we have now what we call a staff agreement between the Ukrainian authorities and staff to address the key issues: the exchange rate, the fiscal consolidation path, the energy price, the structural reforms, the governance reform, all of that. So now Ukraine has to demonstrate its determination. So there are a few things that they have to do, and I'm very pleased that this morning they adopted in Parliament a new procurement law.
These are conditions.
These are conditions before we move into the active phase, when we actually disburse funds.
Right.
So once they've satisfied all these conditions, we'll submit to the board of the IMF, that includes everybody around the table, including Russia, including everybody else, and we'll submit the program to give support to Ukraine, anywhere between $14 and $18 billion over the course of 2 years. And we're not going to give a big check the day after.
Sure.
It will be paid in installment as they progress along the lines of the program that they have adopted.
So the IMF will help design the reforms that are necessary in order to make this commitment on the part of the IMF.
Yeah.